Someone asked me, where does it say what I told you yesterday, that the Sadi Zayin is a continuation of Sadi Tes? So I had seen it in Rabbi Avadja. But then I open up my Chuvas Marit, which I have, Shut Marit, a beautiful, beautiful edition, which was printed how many years ago? Looks fairly new. It was printed, let's see. Come on, no. I didn't say what year. Well, it's in memory of someone who passed away in Tavshin Nun Dalet. It's printed in the last 20 years, but I can't tell exactly what year it came out. So here, it's right here in this edition. Open up to this edition. It says over here, Simon Sadi Tess. Then it says, Re'ei Ahem Shechliel Simon Sadi Zion. It's right here. It's here. Okay. But I had seen it first in Rebbe Avadja Sefer. Yabia Omer, he has a tshuva on this very topic. But I want to show you something which is quite remarkable. Okay. You may remember in Sadi Tes, it's not a problem. It doesn't seem to be a problem because after all, it's not a nefesh at all. Why? The Lashon Gemara Nida, if you remember, was that when one day old is a nefesh kolduhu. Right? So the Marit says in Simon Sadi Tes, quotes that Gemara, that that's called a nefesh kolduhu, implying that before the baby is actually born, it's not even that. Alma nefolim afil nefesh kolduhu lo mikri. Right? Gemara that doesn't need it after mem dalam and base. Kol nefesh includes cotton ben yom echad, even kolduhu, means before that, nothing. That's what he writes over here in Simon Sadi Tes, and therefore he seems to be saying, although he never comes to a conclusion, that there's not a problem. And the bottom line, he says, in the case of a Jewish woman, v'tzorech imo, you can cause a hapola, an abortion, for a fuas imohu, if it's going to be healthy for the mother. So he says, very lenient in Simon Sadi Tes. In Sadi Zion, there's a bit of a turnabout. But the proof that it's a continuation is he starts in the middle, there's no Shaila, and starts in the middle of a sentence. Till now, he said everything is hunky-dory, het gamma. Then he starts with the other side of the equation, which we'll be learning until now, about mi-gamidi. Right? So mi-gamidi indicates that there is a problem. There is a problem with an abortion. It's not permissible. He calls a Tosis in Chulin, the same Tosis in Sanhedrin, the same thing. And if it were not for the idea of Sakonis and Fushis, it would be a problem. But in the earlier Tshuva, he quoted the Gemara Erechim, which indicates that if a woman is pregnant and she's Chayav Misa, that we don't wait until she has the baby. We abort the baby and then we bring it to death row, right? To the death chamber. So you see, it's not an efesh. Well, over here, there are two proofs that it is a problem. One, because it's a problem for a goy, Jews the same way, and two, our Gemara, that were not for the danger to the mother, you wouldn't do an abortion. So there's contradictions. All right? Big problems. Okay? So that's what the Marit is wrestling with here in Simon and Simon Sadi Zayin, and after all, even the guy is even killed over it, right? So what? How do you get out of all this thing? And then he says to make it Alma Yesh Yisur B'Dava. So now until now he said in Sadi Tes is no Yisur. Beginning of Sadi Zayin, he says there is an Yisur. How do you reconcile these two contradictory conclusions? So now we start with his answer. V'Yesh L'Tarets. And the Vieshul Taz, we'll see, there are two different prongs. We'll have to see, Rabosai, this is the critical question. What exactly is his conclusion? You'll see something amazing. I just discovered it now. So, two approaches. First approach. The case in Erechin is different. Why? Hol v'sofo le'horeg imimo, dubi erech imahu, as it says in places. So Mishum Divul Dima Mekan Mina Le Misa. According to Teretz number one, really there is a problem. The only time there's no problem is when the mother is about to die. they're not going to postpone the death agony for 6 months till the mother's about to die. So instead of waiting till the mother dies with the vlad, in order to avoid nivul, they'll abort the child first and then kill the mother, implying that then there's no real problem. But otherwise, in the case of a mother who's not going to die, there would be a significant problem in any abortion. With me so far? That's prong number one. Now, what's the nature of the violation? After all, he said before that it's not considered to be in the category of a nefesh at all. So perhaps he protected himself, and he said over here at the beginning, midun chavolahu. That was the opening line. When he first started the iser, the prong, he started saying it's chavolah. So maybe that's pshat it's chavolah, and we have to be careful even about chavolah, unless the mother's on death row. You don't have to worry about chavolah at all. Fine. Inami, this is the second prong. No. Ika lemeimar, the olam ubalav yiki yolodami, the kiyarech imuhu, visha shemesa shani shuchai. In other words, normally it's never a problem abortion. The only time it's a problem, in the case in which the mother died, then it's a independent organism, and then you have a problem. This is as far as Kirchhoff Mizrach Mimarev. Before the Inami, he said, typically there is a problem in abortion. The only time not, which is on death row. And then he says, no, there is never a problem of abortion unless the mother already passed death row. She's dead. Then the baby is an independent organism. These are two different approaches. That the Inamics is a whole tremendous change from one to the other. Fine. Then he says, and I think these two are really, in effect, Chobah HaTalia, is a tremendous fight about eating on Yom Kippur or Michal Shabbos to save the life of the fetus. Some say, you are Michalel, and some say, no. The only time you have to make eating Yom Kippur because the mother's in danger. The mother's in danger. But otherwise not. Fine. What do you do? You have a machlekes, two opinions, and you can't decide who's right. Says the Hilig of Marit, Sofek Nefoshos Lahokel. Okay? So we would be Mechal Shabbos and Kibbutz out of doubt. Now it comes to the punchline. Hare Dedov Rezeh Akati Lenefolim. Akati? Is that a correct word? The word doesn't sound right. Let's see, we have our text. We'll see the different texts. Dover Zeh. He took Akati out and he says, Iika, a better text. Whoever put it the safer, change the text. Iika, if there is, Akati doesn't make sense. Linda Fallen, Dinda Foshes. Because originally he said it's not called a nefesh at all, not even called who. Now he's saying maybe it is. Depends on this machlekes. Plukta lepikuach, plukti v'safek nefashas lahokal achiyosan to save them on Shabbos v'chilul Shabbos kol shkem shelo lefgoa b'hem. In other words, according to the first opinion, you can't because they're considered a nefesh. According to the second opinion, you could do an abortion. That's how we started off, because it's not an effort at all. So the two opinions, and he's not sure who's right. Uminoyal finan l'nefalim goyim l'man de'amahocha, when it comes to Yisrael mechal em Shabbos bididhu miyos isura iko. If Rabbi Osai, if, listen carefully, please. If it's considered to be a nefesh, we cannot even perform an abortion for a non-Jewish child. Can't kill a non-Jew, so you can't kill a non-Jewish child either. If, on the other hand, what? It's not a nefesh, and he's not sure who's right, then there would be no problem whatsoever, it would appear, in aborting a non-Jewish child. That's the impression that's conveyed until now. And now look at the very next phrase. I didn't know what to do with it. Umiyu tema, tlochashivi nefesh of a goyim shor legamri. What does this line mean? This line, it doesn't make any sense. he's saying something, and it's a tema, it's a wonder. What do you mean it's a wonder? You said it's one of tzedakim. It's, why is it a wonder? I open a bavadja. Everyone see my problem? I repeat the problem one more time. Hersey makes a statement. It depends upon the 2 days over here in the Ramban, which we spoke about at length. It may depend on the 2 days before the Inami versus the first opinion. Maybe it's Hobo Hotalia. It's a wonder. What do you mean it's a wonder? It depends on 2 days. So I saw a Bavadja. You're looking very carefully. Everyone see how every word is spelled? It's a wonder. Then he tells me, Komakom, you can't have the guy do the abortion because the guy doing abortion is his chaimisa. Lifta either. Unless another guy can do it, etc. No, I didn't know what to do with this. I was so upset. What am I doing with this? This was last night. I didn't know what to do. But it's my writ. How do you explain this? Until Rabosai, I saw Yabia Omer. Look at this move. I can't tell you about Gersos, but I can tell you what I saw here was quite compelling. Rabbi is Marech, of course, Kedaka Bakodesh. He doesn't write short. Zion. Quotes the Marid in Tzadi Zion, which seems to, according to some, conflict with Tzadi Tes. Somewhere in here he says that Tzadi Zion is a continuation. If you have a chance, we'll find it. But look what I find now. Look what I found. Quotes of Rebbe Mubeda. Watch this. So he said, Ufizah, Yisurah Me'ika, but I'm going to follow the Goyim, because the baby is considered to be a Nefesh. Watch the spelling. Umiyu, not Tema as we had before. We had the text we have is Umiyu Tema Tuf Yud Mem Hey. No, Afilu Tema Tuf Yud Mem Aleph. Now that's a wonder. It means even if you'll say, this is perfect, makes perfect sense. I'm surprised at this beautiful addition. When the word Akati made no sense, he had the sense to change it to Iika. This word Tema makes no sense. I don't know, Rav Avadya had a different text, or he changed it on his own, doesn't tell you, but Rav Avadya is 100% right. Even if you'll say, D'lo chashivi nefesh, and therefore, Uva goyim shori legamri, parentheses, she yisrael yas ha'polo legoyo, correct, nonetheless, that they should do it themselves, lifnei iver, meiridik, Vinyani is Daita. He's the one that said it. Rav Avadya, right there. Chuvazu. Shenit Sevis Belisha. My proof. There's no Shaila in Tzadi Zion. The diamond is Mizmora Yasma. It's a Yosum. There's an answer with no question. Shayach Lahalan Besov Chuvat Tzadi Tes Anal. Vinikorim Advorim. Shat Chuvat Shivashim and Tzadi Tes Lonis Time is Hashem. Kilonim Sit Chuvat Lashayla the Marmi Yishagoyim. That's exactly what I said yesterday. Baruch Hashem's Mechavat Rav Avadya. After he brought rice, who was not a nefesh at all, he had kashas, some toasts and chulin. He said doraisa, and the Gemara about mechal and Shabbos. And the truth is that raya from mechal and Shabbos is not a good raya. Even if it's not a nefesh, it's still mechal and Shabbos, as we saw earlier from toasts and nida and from other rishonim. But he thought it's a kasha, and he gave two teirutim nafkamina ledina. That's what he says. But there's a little bit of a problem, says Rav Avadya. Im kein, havle lemeda mishmaite b'mashihiti l'sasik b'apolo shalisho yisraelis l'tzorach hafuas ha'em. That he said at the end of Tzadi Tes. Should have backed out from that. U'muchach da'afile b'lo b'vakam sakon ha'shari. But it tells us in chul and it says it's asur. So maybe he means he also backed out from that too. Vafilu tema lo chashivi nefesh regarding the shor legamre, but by Yisrael there is some kind of an iser. You need a tzorach refuah. Okay, that is correct, absolutely correct. That means there's some kind of a problem, but you shouldn't do it for no reason whatsoever. Yes, all that is true. All that is true. There is something wrong. But what's wrong? We wanted to suggest that what's wrong is that you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of Hatzalah, on the one hand. Or perhaps the mitzvah, an iser of Chavala, which he started with. So, but not that it is a nefesh. The truth to tell that the Ma'arit seem to be inconclusive on whether it's a nefesh or not a nefesh. And if it's not a nefesh, it would still be prohibited for one of two reasons. Either Chavala, or if not Chavala, Rabbi Osai, if not Chavala, a bitl mitzvah satzala. A bitl asay is also considered to be an iser for the purposes of Mika Midi, as he pointed out. Atkan, but I said without Rabbi Vajra, I'd have been lost. I didn't know what to do with myself. He changed the tema with a hey to a tema with an aleph. He threw an afilu beforehand. Musig mitvash. Okay, Rabbi said with me so far. So it took Rabbi Vajra to teach me what's going on. He goes through beautifully this steer and too much marit. It's not a steer, it's really just a continuation. And yes, he seems to be a somewhat unsure of himself. Rabbi Vajra claims that perhaps at the end of the day he would back out from what he said earlier in Simit Sadi Tess. It's permissible to take care of to have an abortion by a Jewish fetus for the refuah of the mother, even if it's not pikuach nefesh. He didn't back out from it at all. I don't know what to say. Why didn't he back out is the question. If it's an Isur of Ritzicha, should have backed out. So I wanted to suggest maybe it's not, he never said an Isur Ritzicha mamsh. It's somehow a little bit of a nefesh. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure. I don't want to read too much into it. Ravadia has problems with it. I'll leave it at that. Fine, Abosai. I asked you to see. I hope by now you've seen a little bit more in the Maram HaKomis. As I told you already, I have new ones, but not giving them out yet. Maybe we'll talk after Mincha to Shchodesh. We should have Shchodesh. It's a new month. We should have new Maram HaKomis. Tomorrow is a Chashir lunch, so we have to Gashmias, Ruchnias. Look at the Rashi Ayin Beis Amud Beis, please. Rashi Ayin Beis Amud Beis. Some say Mishen Nichlas Adam Mamet Mesimcha applies even to the first Adam. Yeah, it's a Machlek, it's Gedoli Apostle. Actually, tomorrow is still Shvat. But alright, it's close enough. Please look at Rashi Ayin Beis Amud Beis. That's what we're starting the Shi'a with today. The famous Rashi. Yotzer Rosho, right? This end of the sixth wide line. The Isha Makshalele Lumusukendis Vikotoni Resha, Mishnan Olos. Hachaya Poshetas Yoda Vichotkosel Motsiosel Levorim, the Kosmash Lyotzel Yolam Lav Nevishu, Venita Lahorgo, the Hatzla Simo. Fine. Aval Yotzer Rosho, a Nogan Bolahorgo, the Harvaleki Yolud, Ve Dochen Nevish, Vipay Nevish. Period. Got it so far? It's a Mishnah. Fret Rashi. Vim Tomar, Maisa de Sheva ben Bichri, Hine Rosho Mushloch Elecha, the Dachu Nefesh Mipnei Nefesh, Gewalt. How can they do it against the Mishnah? Answers Rashi, Hosam, Shavda Filu Lo Misaru. If they wouldn't have given him over, Lo, they wouldn't have given it to Yoav. Hoya Nerag Be'ir, Kshet Pesen Yoav, Hey Nerag and Imo. There was no chance to save Sheva ben Bichri. Avalam Hoya who needs so. If there's a way, it's either him or them. If Yoav would say, either you give us Sheva ben Bichri, or we'll kill you all and we'll save Sheva ben Bichri. Says Rashi, Afal Pisha Nerogin, Lo Hayu Ashur, the most so, the Lahas Lasm. Period. Teretz number one. Teretz number two, Inami, Shem Demored ben Malchus Hava. V'hochem afarsh le betosefta de trumos, not tmurim, trumos. Okay? So there's a tosefta, Rabbi Osai. Anybody look up a tosefta? I put it on the Maram HaKomis, tosefta, I don't know if you got there yet. Okay, every day I should get a little bit further in the Maram HaKomis. Tosefta. Trumos, the very last one is trumos. Alphabetical law is the last one. Perek Zayin, Rabosai. Perek Zayin. them together. Sia shel bnei adam she'amru lehem goyim. Tnu lanu echad mikem v'nargeyu. V'yim lav harei anahorgim es kuchem. Right? Our case, right? Yehargu kulan v'yimsu lehem nefesh achas mi Yisrael. We discussed this already yesterday, correct, Mashir? Fine. It's a Mishnah, so far. Avam yichdu lehem, kon she yichdu l'sheva ben bichri, yitnu lehem, v'yehargu kulan. Okay? It's machlokas of Yochanan Rish Lakish. Whether it be anybody, or dafka someone is mechaymi, it's like sheva ben bichri. So yesterday, why did the Rambam pasuk like Rambam Rish Lakish? It's more poshut. Why they pick sheva ben bichri, pitom, could be anybody. Okay, if you open this, it could be anybody. Fine. Om Rab Yuda, v'midvar v'amurim, v'zman chubi mifnim, v'hei mi bachutz. What does that mean? What does that mean? Meanwhile, they're besieging the city. They're outside. We're inside. There's still a chance, a small chance, that everyone can survive. Look what happened to Sancheriv. He was outside, we were inside, and the last night, all the soldiers died. There's a chance. Avuzman, Shul Bifnim, Hey Bifnim, he already broke through the wall. Ho, Avuhu Ne'erag, Vehei Ne'eragin, Yitznuhu Lahen, Vayehargu Kulan. V'cheinom, V'atobo Yishal, Kolam V'chof Masa, etc. Omer Lahen, Ho, Avuhu Ne'erag, V'atem Ne'eragin, and that's considered to be proper, Rabbi Osai. Once the die is cast, and they're doomed. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kach Omer Lehem, Kol Amored B'Malchus Beis David Chayav Misa. So when Rashi said, Hachim Afarosh Lebetol Sefta, what's it going on? The last line or everything? What do you say? The last line, or everything? I would say it goes on everything. The last line in Rashi is Reb Shimon, right? Malchus Beis David. And the previous lines in Rashi is Rabbi Yehuda, who doesn't require to be a Mar Malchus. That is a Pashat of Pshat. That is a Pashat of Pshat. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. Apparently, the Rama had a different girsa. Rabbi Osai, you have it's etched in your mind, the Tosefta? Okay, look at it one more time, and we go to the Rama. Where's the Rama? Yad Rama. I am base on the base. Oh, watch this. Rabbi Osai, look carefully. He quotes Rashi. Okay. Rashi ended. Hachi mefarsh lebetosefta de trumos. Says the Heilige Rama, v'dilma atam abasra komar moron, means Rashi. The mefarsh betosefta, namely, mar b'malchus. The ilu tamakama, the first answer, tamani, im efshel omro, to behedit tanabe meseches trumos, beperek isha shayisa yichol echeles betruma, v'chei noshim sh'omro lehem akum, Tsunano achas mikem v'netame osa v'yum lavei n'metame n'skulchem yitamu kulon v'yim shalem nefesh achas mi Yisrael. So how can Rashi say before the Morad B'malchus consideration? It was a Morad B'malchus consideration. We already pointed out yesterday that doesn't exist when it comes to a woman. So we understand there's no inconsistency. But according to the first teretz in Rashi, so how can the Braisa go against the Mishnah? The achas stoma kaboy minayu v'yamtel hocha yitamu kulon v'yimsru lehem nefesh achas the maichosis the yavina luhu hai nesem luhu idoch. Why give one woman to them? Why not the other woman? V'dilma ahu, watch this now. Are they all going to be defiled anyway? No! Watch this possibility. V'dilma ahi diyavilu, he knew the mitzvah. Maybe the one that you gave them is the one that would have been saved. Are they threatened to assault every woman in town? Nah. Maybe she would have been saved. Why? They want to assault every woman in town. After all, they get tired of women. They asked for one, so they want to satisfy their primitive urges. So one is enough. And the threat to defile them all is an empty threat. Once they satisfy their instincts, they'll leave the other woman alone.
Maybe give over to sof mitami kulu. They plonis badayo. They came in that tayo ilavo the chuda lo miyas for that tayo beachriti.
If they answer stam, give us over one. So then maybe they'll be satisfied with one. But if they ask for a particular one and you give out other people, they're going to get everybody. That's the psychology of these people. Umil satzricha yuna tohocha gabi uber. What? The kitznu lanu ploni o plonis dami. What do I mean? The doctor says, give us this fetus to kill so we can save the mother. The katani she docha nefesh ripnei nefesh. No, that's no proof. The uber. How can the utzel be mitzel? It doesn't say how. Either naturally, in a flu case, or you'll kill the mother, and the baby will be saved. The Ramaz mesupik. But the Ramaz seemed to have had a different girsa in the Tosefta. And according to his girsa in the Tosefta, there was no indication of the possibility that they would be saved. Argues in the is there is. If they're outside, he's inside, etc. Similarly, when it comes to this issue. Ad kan rabosa. Now, with me so far, this is very important stuff. Let me go back to this mission itself. We keep talking about a Tosefta, but yes, I'm sorry.
Why does the Arama jump to conclude that there's no chance that he would be saved?
The assumption is, that's how I read the Tosefta also, that if they're outside and they're inside, there's a chance to be saved. If they're all inside, there's no chance to be saved. But that's critical, that the Ramaz seems to not have had that in his Girsa. What did Rashi say? Rashi gave two answers. The second answer is the last answer of Rabbi Yehuda in the Tosefta. What's the first answer in Rashi? What's the first answer in Rashi? What happens to Sheva ben Bichri? Then they would have all been killed. That's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah. When the enemy is already inside the gates and they'll all be killed, you're permitted to give one over. Even if it's not Mor B'Malchus. That's exactly what Yehuda. What does the Ramah want from Rashi? Mor and Rashi is only the second answer. Now the first answer is also the Tosefta, according to Agirsa. Maybe there are different Girsa Tosefta. Where was that today? Mishnah. The Mishnah is an Olus, correct? Yes, Yotzerosho. All those Perek Zayin Mishnah Vav. Okay, different gears, that's right. Some of the gears are Rosho, some of the gears are Rubo. That's a detail which I'm not going to go into right now. On this, what does this mean? This asterisk, what does this mean? This asterisk?
I don't know.
I'm not going to take a chance. Go to links. Asterisks are dangerous. Teferis Yisrael. Oh, no. They don't have it. Oh, am I upset. You know, Teferis Yisrael wrote a statement about the Yochanan and Boaz. You know what that is? Those are the two pillars of the base of Mikdash. They have Yochanan and they don't have Boaz. I want Boaz. Oh, am I upset. I feel so for sure they had Teferis Yisrael. What am I going to do now? You want to get me on Hebrew books?
Sure.
Let's try it. This is really outrageous. How can I not have? How can I do this to me? This is really upsetting. I wanted to share. I put on the Ma'am HaKamos, correct? Isn't this in this Boaz in the Ma'am HaKamos? How many of you saw the Boaz yet, so far? No one saw it yet? It's right in the middle of Ma'am HaKamos. Didn't get that far. Okay. Look for. Mishnayos. All of us. See what happens. Mishnayos. Okay. Where's all this? I don't want all this shame.
Yeah.
I mentioned all this shame. Mishnayos Taras.
Ah, there we go.
Mishnayos Taras. Vaksha, I want Vaksha. That's it. I want Tichacha. That's exactly the edition that I want.
Okay, perfect.
Good. Now I want all of it. It's Taras Aleph. It's Taras Aleph?
Yeah.
On the page 500. See what happens. All right, stop. Oh, you see, I was not far off. All this parakeh. Go a little further. Good. Still parakeh. Oh, man. Go there, okay. Vav, what do you mean Zion? Another 20.
Oops.
Oh, parakeh Zion. Another 20.
Parakeh Zion. Oh, it's
keep going. Keep going. Oh, we're here. Sheidochin nefesh mipnei nefesh. Okay. He has Boaz, all right. Should be the previous page. Let's see. Boaz. Yud. Everyone see it? Can anybody read it? Let's see it get a little bigger. Bigger. Is it big enough? I should make it a little bigger. Let me make it bigger. Want bigger, guys? Why not? Let's go for bigger. Ah, I get rid of this. Oh no.
Oops, press the X.
This?
Yeah. You see the triangle in the middle? There's a bar that's right next to it.
Bar. I want to get rid of this whole thing.
See that triangle?
Yeah.
Yeah, so press that.
There we go. Look at this. We have a big print. Want it bigger, guys? We try for bigger, or maybe it's being too. Yeah, bigger? Okay. Whoa. It fills the screen. It doesn't make any bigger than this. Okay. Behold, Lord, I need a lake of Rodev, the Nitin Latila Benacho, Svenjani Bezim and Bez, Shani Hocha, Shloviskabin Havlad Lahamiso, he paskins against Rav Moshe. You saw Rav Moshe said that even someone who is not have kavana to kill, it's still a rodev, comes to Boaz, the Pharisee says, no kavana, he's not called a rodev. Stop. Yafal gav the sheva ben bichri nami lo eskaven she yehorgu b'nei evel. That's the name of the city he was in. Al yodo. V'rak lahatz las atzmo, him lidas atzmo leher. Afilu ochi midi yichdu also shim seru chashvu ki rodev hu misaru la'ariga. Tari Hocha Havlad Gamken Ikanar Hachsvara. Be the who garb me sasa, below he garb me sasa, but his name Rechem. Nevi ki Yachdua Vadino Karodev. Pshhh. The great Kasha. Let the Vlad be like Sheva Ben Bichri. Vien Tin Saloma, Shani Sheva Ben Bichri, the Hari Ilo Misaru. Hoy Huve Narabi. Michael Yov Shakir Shuir. Midamardu Mamalfus. Moshe gain ocho efshesh mitzvah tomus imahol he not a luk sheikru bit nevachol yotzei dofen im kein ma'adiv chayei mechayav la. That's good logic. Lesa, it's not true. I mean, what's not true is it's a true distinction. Lesa, there are baba machteres nami eno miskavin laharok v'rak al inye iske momon bo v'lule sheir balabayis mamen al atzmo sheikach zememono hoya gam shneem nitzolin. Vafilu ochi aminon b'dechazaka shein balabayis yochol lisapik b'atzma v'le psikresha sheyehorek balabayis v'le psikresha v'le kibiskavein. Oh boy! Psikresha is lumpness of Shabbos. Psikresha is like miskavein. Well, this last year, right? Psikresha is like miskavein. So here too, it's a psik resha that the uber is going to kill the mother like a miskaven. Im kein bavlad shabbos kuf gimel alf kein kuf bavlad nami neima dimidavade tomos ema de tzias avlad have the psik resha tomos ema de tziaso for the dina levaka miskaven lahorga have the kirodim shadid lasila benavsho. Wild. The Shevan Bichri, Kamababa Machteris, Afal Gabshlo is Skabnu Lirdov, Al Koponim Heim Atzman Gomru Biritsonam, Apsik Rachel Asakona. They, with their full consciousness, cause this problem. The Fichat Dainin Luk Shapek, he wrote it from his Skabin. You knew, Shevan Bichri, when you came into this town that you're putting them in danger. You knew when you're going to dig in the basement, you're putting this guy in danger. You knew. True, you didn't go, you didn't take with a gun, you want to kill him, but you created a situation which caused this. That's the Rav Loza Moshe Horowitz, remember? Psochad Abbezim and Beis. Vigod, Shagrama Grom Asma Shaloka Dinosu. You had no right to create the situation. Meitai Mekamelan Chosh Mishpatov Chafe, that Mezayef beat Mat Beos, a counterfeiter. Shagam Ken Gorma Psik Reisho, that Sakon Leoshe Horowitz be a stroke. Even though he didn't want to get caught, he wanted to just be a rich man from counterfeit. Bekavona v'gam shloka dinosa. He knows he's putting everyone in danger. Lochi gam ken dinu kerodif. Abel hocha havlad. Oh boy. Have to make it smaller. Well, oh no. Havlad. Hazeh lo gorma psik reisha bekavona. Gam shlo kedin lo osa. Kach derach hatebahu. Lohochi lo dainin le kerodif. So the Chiddush is Rabbo saying that I think it's emes lamita. You're a rodef if you have kavanah to kill, or if you have kavanah to create a situation where you're putting the other people in danger, either because the yov is going to kill them all, or because, as we said before, you're causing the balabais to be in danger by creating this confrontation. That makes you into rodef. You and your ali, the davka. One or the other. Then we say that the concept of rodef applies. As long as you had kavana to create the dangerous situation, you would have kavana to kill. Avalim shalon miso yamusu shneim yatsma, they're going to die anyway. Efshar shemuto lahomis havlad.
Press here?
Yeah, the next one. There we go. Havlad? Okay, guys, come on. One more time, let's see. Kidei? Everyone see it? Lahat lal kaponim imo. Ukamasa the Sheva ben Bichri. So maybe you can, if they're both going to die, maybe you can kill the baby after its head came out to save the mother. Because in that case, Rabosai, in that case, Emma's going to die. Here, not necessarily. Now, therefore, what's bothering him? Why kill the baby to save the mother? Kill the mother to save the baby. My pito, my causes. I'll call upon him. What's that mean? The below zayamus u'shneen. If you do nothing, they're both going to die. Lo dainina beikule hai bivlad shall call upon him sofek nefelhu. Ve'en lo cheskes chai adayin. As we saw this in Erech and Avzayim at base, calls Mashu Berecham Imo. When it's still inside, Vaday Dama Dida Sumek Tvei Mutlas Al Kaponim Nefesh Achas Mi Yisrael. If the baby's still in utero, well, maybe we'll extend this when the baby's head came out. Before we say the kash is better than the teretz. How can you kill the baby to save the mother? Kill the mother to save the baby. He never gave a full explanation of all this. He never did. Unless you're going to say the baby has no cheskas chai. That he said it's only one the baby is in utero. Once the baby comes out, baby comes out. It's not clear. It's not clear, Abosai. It's not clear what is he saying over here. What is he saying? It's not completely clear. It's not clear. So here we have Rabosai on this Mishnah. Can I get back to... Yes, I'm sorry, please.
When the Lashon Hemes and Rakai imply that you're fully alive?
Which Lashon, I'm sorry?
Hemes, can they do Hemes is the plot? The previous...
What are you reading?
The previous...
Previous page?
Previous page. It says...
Stop. Previous page. Previous...
The last line.
The last line. I'm just reading small. Or they can both be saved, then it's going to be usher, because the baby's not a rodev. But if they're both going to die on their own, then you can kill the baby to save the mother. Why? Kill the mother to save the baby. He's starting to say the baby has never cheskas chius. That is true in the Gemara in Erech in Avzayin Odeis, which we saw. Let's read the Gemara again. Can we come back later on? Can you come back here?
Yes.
Where's Rebbe Akiva Eger?
It's there.
Where? Not on my screen.
On the second page.
Then the next page?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely... I see Tosu Rebbe Akiva Eger.
Where? Right here. Here it is. Here it is. We'll come back in a minute. Let me show you that cheskas. I won't lose this. I'll get this right back.
You won't lose.
Get it right. You sure?
100%.
Okay. I'll go back. I want to show you the Gemara. But cheskas chai. Is this byline?
Yeah.
This Gemara we saw yesterday. Talmud Bavli. We'll see where the word cheskas chai is used. We saw that the Boaz used the word cheskas chai. The question is, where did he use it in context or out of context? This is found in Avzayin Amud Beis and Masechta Erechim. We saw it yesterday, we'll see it again today. What's the problem with cutting open the mother's womb? The mother's dead. Mechadr Chabasa B'yamu. No, you're going to bring a knife. Nu, Mishtega Mechal HaShabbos, and we know this already from Nafal HaMapolis. Mao de Tema, Hossam, who a guy fell under Nebuch, the building collapsed on him. The Havale Cheskas the Chazaka the Chiyusa. He's a 20-year-old man. He's been around for 20 years. The Cheskas Chaim. There's a suffix whether he's there or not there, whether he's alive or not alive. You can save him or not save him. So you undo the entire mound to save a side from Shabbos. Aval Hocha. What's this case over here? The mother died. Is the child inside the mother alive or not? We don't know. Lo Havale Cheskas the Chiyusa. Meikara, this baby was never an independent organism. We're not sure if he's alive or dead inside the mother's womb. Emalo, kamash malon. That's where the baby is hidden by the mother's body. But once the baby's head came out, how can you apply this Gemara? But that's exactly what the first row did. You follow what I'm saying? Here the baby is surrounded by the mother's dead body, never. We're not sure he's alive, he's dead. No cheskas chius. But the case of the Teferis Yisrael, the head came out. How can you quote this Gemara in that case? Sarachi. And we go back to the Mishnahs. Oh no, it has to be here, right? This key. Which page we remember for?
All of the last one.
This?
Yeah.
It's empty so far.
No, well, once Rabbi clicks on it,
look at that. Magic. It came out. Rabbi Kivanger, boss. I only have a chance of one click. Even that, I'm not getting hard with Kivega. Is it legible? Not really, huh? Bigger?
Bigger. Make it bigger.
If you want to make it bigger, once we're doing bigger, must make it bigger. We'll have to go back and forth. Kivega. Hardlo mikwi net havlad rodev. Nitla tzila benav shod mishmakarat. Because mishmakarat v'acharei. Gemara says nine bets. He quotes the Rambam. The Rambam, he quotes the whole Rambam. Kurodev acharev. Tamua lechora. Tahacha. Lamishim rodev asin in LA. This is the famous question against Ram, which we spoke about at great length. Look in various Gonei Basroi, ask the question. Whole story. Fine, this is a famous question. Good. Ulifizes is Rabbi Kivagan. Yesh Lodin, Bevlad, Sheyotza Rubo, Im Yadua, Sheshneim Yamusu. Maybe Mutu Lahatalo Isha, Vitsorach Lisyashe Brizinze. Who said this question? Pronim Meiris, Chele Gimel, Simen Hay. You know the Parmis is the name of the street in Matastorf, right? But it came from this great man, what should Parmiris, okay? Let's look, we should be able to get this. First, let's get this guy out of the clouds. I don't want to. Let's get out of here and go back to Bar Ilan. What is the case? Chele Gimel, Simen Hay, as you saw? What do we see?
Yes.
Let's go. Let's see if we can find Panamiris. And then in the Barilan? Shoot. Panamiris. Kele Gimel. Hey. Okay. What? Oh no! Didn't it say Chel Gimel Simen Hey? That has to be wrong. This is by Pichas Amos.
Yeah.
Is it a typo or something in there?
Could be.
How are we gonna find this? You found the same? There must be some kind of a typo. He gives a true of Pichas Amos.
There was this in the true.
Huh?
There
was this
in the true.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it happens to be my season in the true, but it's about something totally different. Good try, very sharp, but it's not it. Okay, we'll find it. Must be a typo. Okay, we'll find it. We'll find it somewhere or other. If you could find it for you somehow through some other means, how would you? Want to do a search, Panamiris? For what can you search for?
Oh wait, it's Simen Ches.
Simen Ches. See, hey and Ches. Sometimes the type, you know.
Yeah, Shalom Shalti Ishi Shai Simen
Ches. There you go.
Yeah.
We'll go this way. This way. One little mistake in print, you know, the Hey and the Ches is almost the same thing. Here's the question. Quotes to Rambam, quotes to Shulchan Aruch, quotes to Beis Yosef, Bar Tanura. Fine. Quotes Rashi. Watch this here. But Tzorach Lis Yashev, Im Yodua, She Yetze Derech Magal Oseh, they come out feet first. She Shneem Yamusu. Here, the baby can't be saved. Just killed the mother. So it's not clear in the Pumis, and he's not sure what the din is. Thank you for your Maram Malcolm. Appreciate it tremendously. Okay, fine. We're not exactly sure, again, what to make of this. A very, obviously, a very, very serious question. Very serious question. Oh. Fine. Good. Now, not sure. Rabosai. It was a case which I'm quite sure we're not going to be able to find this here. Maybe we'll be able to find it in the Hebrew books. A sefer called Migei HaHarego. What do I have some Hebrew books? It was written about the terrible stories of World War II. And the story goes as follows. They were hiding in a bunker and the Nazis were approaching. They knew the Nazis had come. The Nazi farmer, the dead Nazis, no chachmas, dead as dead can be. Okay, and the baby starts to cry. And if the baby is heard by the Nazis, everyone's dead. The baby's dead. Everybody's dead. So the mother tries to put a hand over the baby to stop the baby from crying. We're still crying 70 plus years later. She pushes down a little too hard. When the Nazis pass, the baby's dead. And she is distraught. She was guilty of murder. She killed her own child. Of course, had she not put her hand there, what would have happened? They'd all be dead. Afal Pikein. What's the din? Does that safer exist? Migei HaHarega is...
It exists.
Can you, it's not Hebrew books.
No, it's Oser HaChachmei.
Do you have Oser HaChachmei? Can you do that easily?
Yeah, I am.
So, try that.
I just did it online.
So oh, yeah? Easy. Yeah, I'm listening. Yes.
There's no spar to say that when the baby's crying, it has in as like a trait of because it's for sure going to die.
Correct. But the baby is a trefa, no question about it. I mean, like a trefa. I don't know whether it's a trefa literally or not. I can't tell you for sure. But the baby would certainly die. Afal Pikein, if you wouldn't have killed the baby, they would all die. This way I killed the baby. So the person feels very guilty that what she did. It's a very serious matter. What kind of status does it have? Is that where it is?
Also has like
Simon and Manu. Yeah, I have it. I have to find it where it is. Hold on, please. You wrote it down? Maybe we'll find it quickly. The pages are confusing here. Missing a page here. Simon Aleph? Yes, Simon Aleph, exactly so. Okay. Simon Aleph, just go start from the beginning?
No, just click on the sign.
Simon Aleph?
Yeah. One. Oh, no.
Simon Aleph?
Yeah.
Look at this child. You want to cry. Shela Asher Shom'o, whoever hears it, Tisama Saras Rosh. He bebunker. The Machbo Yoshua Eder Shlemos Yehudim Sheistatu Machmas Amatik Atzor Yemach Shemo. They shall Yimtsu Osam Atmeim Arun Yemach Shemo. Boru Shemo Yemotsum Osam Yemotsum Osam Lahorik. They'll kill him right away. Ubeit Sherashor Malalu Orchu Chipusim Limtsu Osam Lona Malalu. Porat Tinok Shebena Nechba Mepri. Loya Kolev Shoras Ashtiko. Luya Nishma Kolev Achutza Ayud Netzfosim Umotsim Kulam Lariga. Benemda Shela. Hamutal asim kar bepiatina gadashtiko. V'mas ezer hachashash v'sakona shamichonek hayelet. Beintayin, nigash echad v'som, not the mother, some guy, v'som asakar bepiv shal oso tinok. Ne'achre she'ovru ha'rashor marurim nikshu l'hosir asakar. I'm going to cry when I say it. Rol itadeh mosom shayelet nechlak. The baby was dead. Can you imagine this tragedy? Hashele yefo. Wow. Can you imagine the shayla? Is the shayla which you want to cry? You just talk about so many years later. He quotes the Tosefta in Trumas. Okay? Goes to all the relevant sources. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. Rambam is, this is a lumdish tshuva, Rav Osa. A lumdish tshuva. Who wrote Migei HaRega? Let's see. Who wrote it? That's coming from Rav Kook. To you, the Kook. From Shlomo David Kahana. Rav Uziel. Who wrote the same? I think of Efrati, if I'm not mistaken. I think I'm a frati. Let's see. Whoa. Who's writing this? I can't read this. Chalak writes an Eskamba? Who wrote it? This is Alan Nelson. Two pesos Frank of Ozil. A Herzog. S. Efrati. Okay. Shimon Efrati, who was a Rav in Yerushalayim, he was first in Serbia, and after the war, he was in Warsaw. His son, Yosef Efrati, became very famous as the assistant to Rav Yosef. He was Rav Yosef's number one assistant. I don't know if you heard of him, Rav Yosef Efrati. He learned in Karabiavna, for those who don't know. My brother's Harusa. So his father wrote this unbelievable tshuva. Unbelievable. Let's go back to it again. Siman Aleph.
The question is, with the Nechatchila, you can do it.
Right.
That's the question.
That's right. He's going into this lengthy discussion.
And you should do it.
Maybe you should be chayav to do it. Also, this is such a lumdish tshuva, long tshuva. Rodef. Ein docha nefesh miftei nefesh. Yichdu. Oh, it's still going on. Was there a conclusion? What did he say? Oh, he's not finished yet. He wants to know, is the Tinek Bocha Yichdu or Rodef? In which case, it would be permissible or not? Goes into Simon Bates. He never gave an answer yet. Goes on and on and on and on and on. L'chein, gam b'yela l'zeh shekulam ayin nefchadim yin rishas agoyim v'yil ilu b'yodeinu l'agid sh'yitzrichim l'chapis amtsoyim achayim l'ashtika. Maybe it was permissible. It doesn't come to a clear conclusion. It seems to me like this. According to Rav Moshe, the baby's a rodif. Rav Moshe paskim yisur, no kavana whatsoever, you still have a status of a rodif. In the case of Rav Moshe is right, there's not even a shaila permissible to put the pillow in his mouth, nebuch, to kill him in effect, to save everybody else. He's a rodif.
Can't you take off one of the virov theoretically and just close the mouth?
Listen, I'm not going into these details. You're in a bunker, you don't know, whatever it was. Let's say hold against Rav Moshe. Maybe we should say it's mutter anyway. Why? Why is it mutter anyway? Because if you don't do it, they're all going to die. That's exactly the shaila, Rabosai, that we had, that we saw in the Boaz. If they're all going to die, it would be permissible, right? Even, it's the equivalent of Yichdu. You're not just picking something arbitrarily. Should be mutter anyway. Should be mutter anyway. Now, I'm looking for a sefer called the Bad Kodesh. Bad Kodesh, I mentioned to you before, it's a sefer by Rav Beryl Pravarsky. Baruch, this means Baruch Dov. His name is Beryl. No, it's Rav Beryl, but his name is Baruch Dov. You found it?
I think so.
And he's Chelek Dalit. You have it in Otzer Chachma, Hebrew books?
It's on Otzer Chachma.
Pravarsky Baruch Dov, Ben David, right? His father's a famous one. Chelek Dalet. Good. Chelek Dalet, Rabosai, Simon Nun Beis. I pressed Nun Beis, how's it work?
This one doesn't have Simonim, so you just have to go by pages.
Oh, man. So how do I guess pages?
Unfair.
Where
the pages? I'll guess also, so I'll go quicker.
Simon Nun Beis.
Oh, wait, actually there are Simonim.
Yeah, where?
I think I'm mistaken. See, yeah. On the side it starts your bays. Yeah. Oh, see, I.
Nun bays.
Yeah.
Nun bays. Okay, sure.
Maybe. I'm not sure if it's paid on.
We'll see. We'll see. We'll see.
Okay,
no,
maybe it's not.
Okay, that's it. Try here. Nun hay. Okay, went too far.
Alright. What's wrong here? What did I just do? Gimel? Nun Beis. Here we go. Nun Beis. Wow, it's a long chum. If I make it bigger, will it be too big for the page? You able to read this? I'm afraid I make it. I don't see a plus on anyway. Can I make it bigger? This means bigger?
No, that's search.
Oh, so there's no way to make it bigger. You able to read it, guys? Is it big enough to read? Not really? Is there a way to make it bigger? Oh! I can make it bigger? No way. Can you read it a little bit? Come a little closer. I want to have to read this. It's an unbelievable story. Umaisa Shahoya Medina's Artso Sabris. Noldu to almost Mechuboro Zelazeh Bebeis HaChazeh. They were joined at the chest. For Yahachibur Behalvavos at the heart. Tahainu Sheolev Echad Shalim O Mechubolo Chetzi Lev Shal Achosa. There were six chamber hearts. 4 and 2. Uvederech Ateva Lohel and Evshara Sechor Bechayim Beofen Kzeklau. They're going to both die. Amru Arofim Sheish Tikfo Latzolas Ha'achas. You basically kill the one which has only two chambers, and the one with four chambers could survive. Feinstein, who was then Shlita, obviously this is written more than 30 years ago. It's written up in the newspapers. You can archive newspapers too?
I can do my best.
It was written in the Philadelphia Inquirer. I don't know if you can find that 40 years ago.
Is that a nice paper?
Not the National Inquirer, that's that garbage paper. No, this is a very serious newspaper. That's this is a serious newspaper. I think it's spelled with an I, not that it's spelled with an E. Ulam lechoret sarachin. The b'pshuto got. Can you able to read this? I can't make it bigger. Gam bechi agavna yeshloma the mishmaya karat filo. Vein bozem mokom lechayv the chiyuv of the rodev. Uvuvda now dinam kiyotze rosho shein odin bo. Vein lodin bo et teradu bekarodev. So Rav Moshe is wrong. He goes against Rav Moshe. I told you, Rav Moshe is a chiddush naira. Most people are against Rav Moshe. If you have no kavanah, you're not a roidev. Ulan is the idea near the hetera for a different reason. Shereizeh poshu deikar hatzad leisur hu b'nei shadonim also k'shtei nefoshes. D'b'lav hochi arei ein kan retzicha klal el k'tzitzas eivr la'atzolas atzmo. Deikar hashelo hi b'nei shem yishtayim uvefrat pe'uvda anal shirov evarem k'fulim. They have right there. Each one has two arms, each one has two legs, etc., etc. Two heads. Ela shenid bekuba beis achozer meyata nira shetzor lodem bidei sheachas acheres yeshalev shalev ashniya eino ela machzis alev bilvad ken arehi ki yolud shalom nigmurei varov sherei ken nefel v'ein lo din yolud chai klal ugeven shmona. Also, Tatla B'Shabbos, Reke Evan, Maskim, gives a different reason. V'nirash Afshayadei Shimichuberes Achosa Yonekas Midama, Harei Chaya Af Yosim Elamed Yom Shiur Denefel. Yeah, she can live more than 30 days. Mikom Agam Nira, Chegavna Lo Yotzo Zerizem Michal Nefel. V'en Latoras Chay Klal. Should it then Yilud Chay Eno? What? What's that word? Chal, Ella, im yesh lo chiyus aydei evroy atzmo. Abba b'chay gavna she'en lo leiv haroyu l'chayim,
You don't need Rodev Klal. You don't need Rodev Klal. Maybe he's wrong. Maybe he's a separate organism. Maybe. No, he thinks it's not a Bar Kayama, Rabosai, Ben Shmona. One could say something different. A third possibility. It's Mutter for a different reason. It's Mutter like the baby in the bunker. Otherwise, they're both going to die. The only one that could possibly survive was baby B, that had a four-chamber heart. Baby A was doomed. It's like the baby in the bunker. So I thought there's grounds to say that even though there's no status of Rodev, it would be Mutter anyway, on the grounds that they're otherwise both going to die. And it's not like the case in the abortion where the head comes out, where if you kill one, the other lives, because the first one lives. No. Either some live or they all die. No way that one can live. That's what I thought. The third reason why it can be made. Not Rav Pavlovsky's reason. Not Rav Moshe's reason. My reason. And my reason is based upon what we saw in the Boaz. And even in the case of the Boaz, I'm not sure he's right. He himself is not sure he's right. Why? Because he can kill the baby to save the mother. Kill the mother to save the baby. Machazis. In our case, well, why kill A, kill B, kill B, kill A? No. If you kill B, A's going to die anyway. If you kill A, B can live. It's not my causes. Rabbi Bose, you know what I'm telling you? It's unbelievable stories here. All depends upon Rabbi Moshe. Having said all this, let's go back to Rabbi Moshe. May we? Rabbi Moshe is the source for all that we've been selling until now. We haven't opened the Igros Moshe today. We haven't opened it at all. But let's now open it up if we can. Can we? Let's go. Let's take a look. Do you have a mush? You all have a mush from yesterday? Do we have any more left? Okay, I gave them all out yesterday. You still have any extras?
Not with me.
Not with you. Everyone has Ramesha? Who doesn't? Raise your hand.
Yeah.
You have it on a computer?
Yeah.
You can get it? So get it. Everyone has Ramesha now. Either in print or on computer. We're talking about Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Beis, Simen Samach Tes. Okay. So remember, we discussed yesterday at some length that Rav Moshe claimed that it's a forgery. It's not really a forgery, etc. We thought it's not a forgery. Okay, so it's very nice. It's not a forgery. Good. So it really exists. It really exists. Watch this. Rav Moshe is the following case on page Reish Tzadi Tes. Reish Tzadi Tes.
That
you don't have Reish Tzadi Tes?
It doesn't say the name of the page. Number.
Oh, but you have it. You do have it. It's Oz Dalet. I know you have it. It's the last thing. The last page. The other side of this page is probably page Shin, right? Which is, we saw a little bit yesterday.
I couldn't get the page number, so it just has.
Yeah, but, oh yeah, but it has it.
The paragraph.
Okay,
yeah.
Fine. Good. Let's start from the beginning of Dalet. Gam Mashakos about Sri Deish, Shem Chavez Yer, Shalas Sovin de Mechal and Shabbos Aluba Mutter Lahorgo. That's what the Marit seemed to say. Marit didn't say Mutter, but he said, you know, it's not an Easter of Ritzicha for sure. Lorahisi Shamna Chavez Yer, Kosav Rakshim Mutter Lahal Shabbos, Vare Osser Lahorgo. Avalas Sovin de Osser Lahorgo, Lekha Echreach de Mutter Lahal Shabbos. I don't know what that means. Umashakos of the Kodam Aboim Yom Shul Ramban Mishim Bahag Mechal Lam Shabbos Mikomakom Lekla Isur. Yeah? Who Domashi Yavshal Loma Klal? Ramosh, it's impossible to say you're Mechal Shabbos, but there's no Isur. Yeah. It's impossible to say there's no Isur, but the entire Isur will be based upon the Chiyav Atzalah. And if it's based on the Chiyav Atzalah, then we said yesterday, it may not apply to a Tesex baby, but there's no mitzvah that has Tom Moshe Michayev, etc. So that's where the weakness in Ramosh's argument comes. Uposhet she'osla pilgam konar b'olid did who? Avogam umasik l'rambam she'poshet she'koy al koluba she'kifroshim b'tvorav anole b'yehuda madura tanyona choshen rishvet simen nun tes v'gam ha'grip ha'shoyel Rabbi Shaya Pick, who asked the shayla, maybe we'll get to it in a few minutes. Gam ha'chavaz yor, ha'chayim v'tzicha achiezer chela gimel semenam in beis. But the Rambam only said rodef when Yoshval Amashber. Then the raise is considered to be enough of a being. You need rodef to be matirit. But if it's in the third month of pregnancy, you don't need rodef. Ein zanochem klal. Woo! Reb Chaim Boy is zanochem klal. He was a god of Lador. Lohuska baramam chilik ben uben klal. Kamuatzal mashal stabilo. Reb Untermin says that way. Mishmashal svarin lechalik. That's yochid. As a kash in the Rambam, no, b'shul kushe in l'shanas in mefurish, avlo litcha kol kach. Reb Chaim is a teretz, and I have a teretz. Therefore, you can't rely on Reb Chaim Moshe. I Reb Chaim Moshe shail. What was the shail over there? Ish the next paragraph. V'yisor yisor chol gedolim. Sharofei omash shavadai tistak and b'lei dosa. Yesh lahatir gam mitam rodef. That's the reason. Shemarofei omash shavadai tamos. He's saying that if the doctors say the baby's going to surely kill the mother, you can do the abortion. But if it's not sure, just a chashash, you can't do it. You can't do it. You can't do it. To my knowledge, Rabbi said, there's no posuk in the entire globe nowadays who follows Rabbi Moshe. I don't know one posuk in the globe anywhere. And Rabbi Moshe, to make it easier, is found, Rabbi Osai, this particular prop is in that other tshuva, which we have to see now. We saw a little bit yesterday. It's the Igris Moshe in Yoredeya.
At one point he says that you can, because it says Ad Sheyiru Arayfim Mishas Aleida.
Whatever that means. It's too late then. Nebuch. Much too late then. In most cases. As we saw yesterday. Watch this again. Tira de Gedola, Tavshin Reish Sadehei, Hashem Yerachim in Luban. Okay, so we saw this yesterday at some length. This tshuva. But Rabbo said, watch what's going to happen over here. He found this Yerushalmi. Rambam, oh, beautiful pshat. The Rabbi Shah's pshat is a genius pshat. I don't think it's correct, I told you, but it's an ingenious. It's ingenious. Absolute ingenious. Oh. You don't have time to read Gimel right now because we'll have the chance to maybe do it tomorrow. I don't know where it is. I thought it was maybe it's in Choshen Mishpat. Where does he say that the only time? Oh no, it is here. I went. I'm so sorry. It's in Choshen Mishpat, the very beginning of Pei's Reish Tzadi Zayin, the end of Bay's. We started today Gimel. No, yes, we started Gimel. This is right before the Gimel. Okay, Rabbi, also, everyone see where I am? You know the page numbers. Everyone see Gimel on the page? You see it, Gimel? Can't miss it. It says Gimel on the first column of one of the pages. Maybe it's the third column, it's a little cross. You see the Gimel? Everyone see it? So go to that same column on the end of line 3 on top. Umitam zehoresi. Sha'av sharofim orim sheesh chasha shema tomos ha'aim shoyagawes ubar. Af nilchil shabbos v'choli surin ha'im b'chalin ha'yu orim b'midas achashash sh'omu sh'ho gamishul sofikon svek svek b'chalin. Mikom makom larogas ubar ye osur. Ache umda harofim gedola korov levadai shetomos ha'aim. The meyachas shemitzad shenechshav rodev tzorach shiek ein vaday shu rodev. How do you like that, Rabbosai? Pilei ployim, even if it's tesex, no matter what. Unbelievable chiddush. Is this true of a regular rodev? You have to be korov levaday. This goes back to the sugya in Masechta Yuma. In Masechta Yuma. Oh. This is a very serious question. What do you say about this? So you may remember, we saw Rabbi Loza Moshe Horowitz himself with Abbeis and Abbeis draws a distinction between a case in which it's quote unquote the person's fault for digging under the basement, right? So if you caused, we saw it earlier today in the Boaz. If you cause the problem, you are killed because you're considered, Rabbi said, listen carefully, watch this, the equivalent of a mechavein. So if the equivalent of a mechavein, so then even though it's a doubt whether you're going to be killing him or not, we kill you first. Rabbi Moshe would concede to that. Rabbi Moshe is referring to a case where he's not a mechavein. So we would say he's not a rodef at all. But if, according to Rav Moshe, he's considered a rodef, only korov levadai, Rabosai. Only korov levadai. How do you like that?
So we say the same thing for a
trefa,
yeah?
Trefa. So you may remember that the Minchas Chinuch seems to be equating Trefa and Uber. What's the equivalency of both sides? In both cases, you're not permitted to kill that person. Well, is it tzicha or not? I don't know. We were assuming, we thought not. Others say yes, but either way, whichever way you say it, you're not permitted to kill the individuals, you know, wantonly. But if you kill that, if you kill the person, you would not be chayav misa. So the Minchas Chinuch puts them sort of together. He went Reish Sadivov. Oh, we got it. I've seen the problem with the letters again over here. This is found in Sivkaton Vav and Zion. Vav and Zion. It's going to be hard to find this now in this version of it. Oh, man. He's so marich. Okay. Here we go. Let's pick it up from here, okay? The Ben Noach Nerek al Urban. I'm a supuk. I'm a supuk, Rabosai. Okay? A Ben Noach Amak Shalele, Bas Noach. After Yotzer Rosho, maybe this is before it's enough in the Tosfos Sanhedrin, he was just Mesupuk before he saw the Tosfos. Watch this now. Watch this. Unbelievable. He writes like this. So he calls, he found the Tosfos, Shumma Tosfos, Tosfos Sanhedrin. L'chora nira, the Yisrael arodev achar ha-trefa, came in the horiges ha-trefa in uchayav misa, it says in Sanhedrin, Ram Yechus Rotzeach, ev shalom miki ritzicha. That's what we thought, against the Briskerov. It's not ritzicha to kill a-trefa. V'yosu l'arag arodev achar ha-trefa. V'yetzel benoach, the chayav horig ha-trefa. Okay, the shame by Ubrin. It's called a nefesh, or maybe no, it's not Ritzicha. Exeris Akosa, like we saw Tosfos HaRosh in the second day. Oh, So now, Rabosai, the following shall exist. I ask you a very serious question. You have a case, Rabosai. Terminal cancer. And they found out the mother is pregnant. She has terminal cancer. Perhaps it would be prohibited to perform an abortion. Why? Because we said before, why could we perform an abortion? Listen very carefully to me. Because there's no mychazis over here. Why not mychazis? Because the fetus, if someone kills a fetus, you're not chayav misa. The mother, if you kill the mother, you are chayav misa. But in this terrible case, if you kill the fetus, you're not chayav misa. And if you kill the mother, what? No? You're also not chayav misa. Because she's never a trefa. Assuming that's called a trefa. That's for argument's sake. Assuming she's called a trefa. Can you imagine this terrible shaila? If the mother is healthy, you can perform the abortion to save the mother's life. If the mother nebuch, the doctors say, if you perform the abortion, she'll live 11 months. If you don't, she'll die in 11 days. It's possible to say, can't do anything. Not a road there. It's no machosis. It's because of machosis, I should say. So now, Rabosai, we have three possibilities when it comes to abortions. Just to summarize. Either it's not a nefesh at all, so it's an Isser Chavala, a Bitl Hatzala, fine. Or it's a nefesh, all right, but as the Minchas Chinuch said, you cannot apply Machazis over here, because since the mother is, if you kill her, you'd be killed. The baby, the fetus you kill, you would not be killed. So the mother's blood is redder than the baby's blood. Or, you consider the baby to be a rodent. But if you hold from those last possibilities, it's certainly possible that if the mother is a trefa now because she has terminal cancer, you may not perform the abortion. Why? Because the mother is a rodef achar trefa. We just saw Michal Sinach, rodef achar trefa, you can't kill him. And we said before, there's no mychazis because the mother's blood is redder than the baby's. Not here. Here, if you killed the mother, you wouldn't be chayav. The same as you killed the baby, you wouldn't be chayav. So maybe we're back to a mychazis all over again. Very tragic circumstances. I once had a relative in this circumstance. They told me once, and they didn't ask me, but someone from the family told me, I said, abort! Because I thought the mother could live for more than a year. I don't know what the mother's a trefa. Maybe she wouldn't have been a trefa. P.S. She decided to keep the baby. The baby survived. Now the baby is a teenager. Nebuch, the mother, died shortly thereafter. Very tragic. What could have been, would have been, might have been, up to the Rebbeinu Shalom. We'll stop here. Mishum tomorrow, we'll continue with these in Yonim. Remember, tomorrow is lunch.